8:32 here on the Rood Awakening, 680 The Fan, always at 93.7.
I haven't seen you this excited in quite some time.
Well, I'm a red-blooded American male. Just watched wrestling over the years. I don't know if that's good or bad, but the fact of the matter. Nick Chalaney, Christopher Rood, Chris D'Amino, joined by WWE Hall of Famer, yoga professional, and actress Trish Stratus. She joins us on the Grady Health System Newsmaker line. Trish, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about what's going on with the movie Gridlock. You had a chance to work with people like Dominic Purcell, Danny Glover. Gridlock now out there for you to own, Blu-ray and DVD. Tell us about the synopsis, if you will, the plot of the movie.
Synopsis, basically, well, I'm part of a team of elite police officers, and we're just kind of hanging in our police facility doing our thing, and we get invaded by some mercenaries, and we have to engage and kick ass, basically.
Which is pretty much what you did over the years in the WWE.
What about nudity?
Yeah, you know, I really kind of, what's that? Any nudity? You might see a bum. How's that?
A couple of bums? I see
couple
them
outside
of our studio every morning coming to work.
Is that a very Canadian way to say ass or butt? Yeah.
Arse is fine. We can get away with that in Atlanta. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Arse, okay. Okay, good. Arse. I stepped outside the box a little bit and did something, you know, different, like, you know, kick ass and take a name, right?
Well, certainly, I mean, your story is pretty incredible. I don't know what's true and what's not anymore on Wikipedia, but is it true you're working as a receptionist at a local gym and the publisher of Muscle Mag International says, hey, you're a good-looking woman, I would like to bring you in for a test shoot. Is that true?
Yes, that happened to me, yes. It was interesting because the fitness modeling world was kind of a new industry. Before, there was sort of just women who were muscular and manly looking, and then suddenly this new industry called the fitness modeling industry came about, and I was lucky to be discovered right at that time. And so at that time I had my first photo shoot, which turned into my first cover, and they ended up contracting me, and you remember Muscle Mag was a pretty big magazine at the time, and I went on to have a really great career in the fitness modeling world, which was a new industry. So just, you know, it was just a handful of us that were really kind of just leading the way in that industry.
So who from WWE actually makes the initial phone call to you or the people that represent you to say, hey, what about this now as a next step?
So the very first sort of crossover happened. I was actually doing some promotion for one of my fitness magazines. There was a talk show in Toronto I was doing. And in the studio, there was Michael P.S. Hayes was doing his, you know how they'd have those little vignettes between the programming. So he was filming some of those. They were in Toronto. They had a show that night, but he was in town doing some of those vignettes. And he came up to me, started talking to me, said, you know, you should really send your stuff to us. Would you be interested? And, I'd been a fan of wrestling my entire life. He was kind of like, yeah. I mean, I never thought ever that would be sort of a route to go. It just was never really occurred to me. So I put my press kit together, and I had a bit of a, you know, it's a little bit of notoriety from the fitness world, so I thought that was good. I put, like, you know, literally I was sitting at home, like, you know, putting this little kit together, putting my covers together, and I sent it off, and I sat and I waited and waited and waited, and months went by. So he told me to send it to Terry Taylor. You remember Terry Taylor?
Yes.
Terry, that name? Okay. So he was actually with WWE at the time, and he was the one in charge of, you know, handling my press kit. So I didn't hear anything for a few months. And so during that time, I thought, you know what, let me prepare the best possible package and I will go train. So I found the gym that Edge, Adam Copeland trained out of in Toronto, and I trained for a few months. And sure enough, when they finally did call, the reason they didn't call initially, you know, Terry Taylor told me, well, the reason we didn't call is a bunch of us jump shipped, and this is when Terry Taylor and Vince Russo, this is kind of inside wrestling stuff, but they jump shipped to WCW competition at the time, and he said, but I was, you know, I left your press kit on Jim Ross's desk, and I said, if you don't sign her, we will. And so basically, Jim Ross ended up calling me, flying me to Connecticut, and I just, you know, I mean, that was my, I ended up getting an offer from WCW at the time, but my heart was with WWF, and signed my contract back in 99, and became a valet, and of course later on went on to become a 7-time champion.
And the rest, is they say, is history. As you said, Trish Stratus with us, WWE Hall of Famer, starring in the movie Gridlock, along with Dominic Purcell, Cody Hackman, Danny Glover. It's available to own on Blu-ray and DVD today, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but
you're way too normal, it seems, to be in the world of wrestling. You married your high school sweetheart, you have a kid with him, and really there's not a lot of crazy stories out of the ring when it comes to Trish Stratus. How were you able to walk that fine line over the years?
Honestly, I think it is having my, like, my husband was sort of just, he kept me grounded. You know, him and I, like you said, we were high school sweethearts, but we grew up, you know, when we were kids, we actually knew each other when we were kids, and we used to go to wrestling together back in the day, Maple Leaf Gardens that was held here in Toronto. So we knew the industry, we loved the industry, and I think coming home to him every week, just, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, and I get all the time, they're like, oh, is your husband a wrestler too? It's like, oh my God, no way. Like, I think that separation to come home and take off the Trish Stratus hat really helps and come just, I'm a normal person, and, you know, kind of grounded me a little bit, and just getting, like, it didn't get to my head. You know, I had a lot of fame, and, you know, I was on covers, and I was recognized everywhere, but, you know, at the end of the day, I was just, you know, still Trish, and it was just, I recognized what I had was this great opportunity, so I think that helped. I would say that helped. I mean, and, you know, also, I think in wrestling, I don't know, it's kind of a team effort that what we do out there, we kind of produce our moments as a team, and so it's sometimes, well, I was going to say sometimes hard for it to go to people's heads, but it does happen, and there is punishment that usually happens when things go to people's heads, so I just tried to avoid that path.
How are you doing physically now? Because I don't care what anybody says, you know, scripted or not, you're going to take bumps, and I'm assuming when you're also modeling, you got to worry about everything, but I'd imagine your nose is and your teeth are probably the two you got to worry about the most.
Well, yes, actually, that's probably the only part of my body that I can say is not great. I mean, my teeth look great overall, but due to, you know, a crown over here and half a tooth was missing here, and I got a tooth knocked out with a steel chair one time, and I got my nose bashed about three times, so it's a completely different shape than it was when I started. So all that took a beating, but yeah, everything's intact, so that's good. But no, I mean, it did physically. I mean, I was getting to the point towards the end of my career where things were just, you know, I found yoga. I know you mentioned I did the yoga, but I found yoga towards the end of my career, and I was actually faced with a herniated disc on my back and had to go have surgery, and I was champion at the time, so it was kind of like, I kind of got the, go have surgery, let's get this done, let's get you back out here, was kind of how they were pitching it to me, and I just didn't want to have surgery. I thought, let me see if there's a different way. I mean, if I don't need to have surgery be cut into, that'd be great. So I looked into traditional physiotherapy, didn't help me. I tried that for about 3 months, and then I finally found yoga. And yoga just completely rehabilitated my back. I went back for the last half of my career and just completely just dominated and, you know, just was more physical, more agile. And so yoga is just something that stuck with me afterwards. But I always said if I found yoga earlier in my career, I probably would have had, like, less injuries that I had along the way. But yeah, they definitely were starting to add up. I remember at that point where it was just like, wow. But then once I found the yoga, it was amazing. It just, like, almost remedied everything. It was I really feel like every athlete, but every wrestler for sure should incorporate some yoga in their life.
Talk to me about Vince McMahon. I know you had one of those famous or infamous incidents that a lot of people talked about, one of those storylines in the ring. What's it like to work for a guy like that behind the scenes?
Oh, my gosh, it's great. It was. I was very lucky because, I mean, often I get, you know, people ask me, gosh, how did you, you know, get so good in the ring so quickly? And it's like, I mean, I was working with the boss right off the bat. I mean, I went in there, and you have to elevate your game when you're working for the boss, you know, and I watched the way he worked, and I watched the way he, you know, produced his segments, and I learned just so much from the very beginning. So here I was, this newbie, and getting this, like, you know, like, apprenticeship, really, in the beginning. So that was really helpful, and he's just great, because I think when I came in as a new person, he saw me really, you know, try to hone my craft and care about what I'm doing and put 110% in. And, him and I bonded really quickly in the beginning. The fact that him and his daughter, Stephanie, and I, we went into a feud after that, as you know. And I think he kind of, like, watched us as, you know, she was new too, so she didn't have many matches either. So basically he was putting his daughters. It was like, he looked at us like, there's his girls out there hoping we're going to learn the business and hoping we'll be able to hone our craft out there. And I think we kind of proved daddy right. That's as funny as that sounds. But, so I think I had that almost connection, like father kind of connection from the very beginning. And he was very supportive of my entire career. And I mean, right up until the very end of my career, he was there. Pretty much the last person I saw after my last match, took that last final bow and went out and saw him, and, you know, kind of gave me this big hug, and it was a good proud father moment. But no, I was very lucky to have that relationship with him, because if you don't have that relationship with him, it's not as great.
Well, it worked out. We know you got to run. Thanks for the time this morning. WWE Hall of Famer again in the movie Gridlock. Dominic Purcell, Cody Happ, and Danny Glover also in this movie. It's available to own today on Blu-ray and DVD. Trish Stratus, thank you for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.